they started. So I think everything was a pass mark in that Memsey Stakes for sure.
Okay, now on the move with time, Josh, but I've got to mention one thing, and that's the upcoming Blue Sapphire. Already starting to hear on the ring around with trainers, people starting to think and talk about this race.
Well, it's been a great lead up to the Coolmore at Flemington, Andrew. Last year, Flying Artie was able to win the race and take out the double with the Coolmore, Hugh Bowman on board. Year before, Keena Ray won the Blue Sapphire, went to the Coolmore and finished in the placing. So it's a really good stepping stone to that major three-year-old grand final of Flemington over Cup Week. The 2017 Catnars Jewellers Blue Sapphire Stakes. So first decks are today, 12 noon. $330 if you're originally nommed for the Blue Diamond Stakes this year. And last year's Blue Diamond. And if you haven't, there's a late entry of $1,100. Caulfield Guineas, Stows and Guineas also. First decks today, $440 for the Caulfield Guineas, $220 for the Stows and Guineas. So all about the three-year-olds today, Andrew.
Yep, and don't forget, at 11 o'clock, the announcements of the Caulfield Cup and then the Melbourne Cup weights. And after midday here, we'll be talking with Greg Carpenter, the chief handicapper. Hey, Josh.
Yeah, we love the weights coming out. That's when punters can really get their teeth stuck into the Cup Stubbles. Caulfield Melbourne Cup Stubbles. Al Mandon last year beat the handicapper. Who'll do it this year?
Yeah, there'll be someone plotting their plans. Maybe it will be Lloyd Williams' new horse, Johannes Vermeer. He's in quarantine and on the way for the Caulfield Cup, so you never know what will unfold. Hey, Josh, thanks for coming on and talking about what's happened. It's great information for our listeners early in the week.
Pleasure, Andrew. Anytime. Look forward to chatting in the ensuing weeks.
Good on you, mate. Josh Rotter there from the Melbourne Racing Club. Just two other quick snippets I wanted to mention. Anthony Friedman is leaning towards running Mr. Sneaky, who was very good first up in the Bobby, the 1400, on Saturday, rather than the Bobby Lewis. So Mr. Sneaky going towards that 1400 metres. And we mentioned last Friday with Ramoose, the horse has recovered from that bacterial infection and at this stage will line up on Saturday down the straight in the Capdon T. And from Lindsay Park, Dibiani will be staying in Melbourne on Saturday, runs at Flemington. He's Our Rocky is on the way to the Epsom. David Hayes' stable feel that the horse simply went too quick on the weekend, and the horse definitely comes to Sydney for the Epsom. He's Our Rocky. Terrific news. I hope you've got something out of it. I tell you something, though. After the news, you'll get something out of the full Tamworth preview.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab's Quaddy Cash Out. Cash out of your quaddy after the first, second or third leg. Tab, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
Good morning, Leanne West with Sky Sports Radio News. A model and stripper has gone public with claims that group sex is prevalent in the NRL. The woman has told the Daily Telegraph there's a pack mentality among players who use text messages and social media to line up women. A 21-year-old woman is fighting for her life after she and her partner were hit by a car in Sydney's West last night. The pair was jogging at Rhodes when the accident happened around 7 o'clock. Pedophiles will face longer jail terms, mandatory minimum sentences and stricter supervision under a proposed federal government crackdown. The UN Security Council has responded to North Korea's latest nuclear test by strengthening sanctions against the rogue state. It's banned the country's textile exports and capped imports of crude oil. And the injured great white shark that washed ashore at Sydney's Manly Beach yesterday will be released back into the ocean. The 1.5-metre juvenile spent the night in an aquarium. To sport now, and Cronulla captain Paul Gallen has called for smarter use of the bunker in the wake of his team's controversial exit from the NRL finals. He's told the Big Sports Breakfast he supports the costly post-match comments of his coach Shane Flanagan. Penrith captain Matt Moylan may be named in the squad for Friday's semi-final against Brisbane, but club officials say it's unlikely he'll play. While his hamstring injury is on the mend, Moylan will have to be cleared by the counsellor who's treating him for personal issues. Canterbury's David Clemmer has won the Brad Fittler Medal as the best player of the New South Wales State of Origin campaign. A massive blow to Greater Western Sydney with big men Jeremy Cameron and Shane Mumford out of Saturday's AFL semi-final against West Coast. Both have season-ending injuries. And Winks jockey Hugh Bowman says the horse is relaxed and ready to go for Saturday's Group 1 George Main Stakes at Randwick. Bowman has also picked up the ride on Everest hopeful Red Zill in the shorts. Sydney weather, a taste of summer. Partly cloudy with tops of 31 in the west and 27 in the city. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Chinwag with Cozzy is back. Thursday mornings at 10:30, Sean Cosgrove returns for another season starring the larrikins and legends of racing. Hear their stories unfold.
Great characters, a whole lot of fun, and there's always surprises.
Chinwag with Cozzy on Sky Sports Radio.
On the line is Stuart, who found love earlier than expected.
That's right. Yeah, it was just after the third leg of the quaddy.
Go on.
Well, I was 3 from 3 and even had a roughie in there, but the last leg had me nervous, the quaddy killer. So I went for Tab's quaddy cash out and still came out in front.
That'll settle the nerves. If you love an early collect, cash out of your quaddy with Tab's quaddy cash out.
Tab, we love a bet.
Terms and conditions at tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly.
And they're off. Italian Suit takes the lead, followed by Jimmy and the members. Down, he takes the seat. It's not his seat. He goes inside. He's on the dance floor. First in best dress. He takes the win. And a cheeky canapé. Champagne all round at the cocktail bar.
Expect unexpected at Colgate Optic White Stakes Day this Saturday at Royal Randwick. With an all-star lineup of racing, award-winning hospitality, fashion and entertainment. Wear a splash of red to celebrate the first Group 1 of the carnival. Book now and save at theraces.com.au.
On the biggest race day of the week, Sky Sports Radio talks Spring Carnival Racing. On Saturdays, we have the expertise of race caller Darren Flindell.
But Minari, the Ferrari wins the run to the rose.
And straight after every race, form analyst Paul Joyce brings you his thoughts.
Confidence and aggression for Josh Parr. It's a lovely combination to have.
The National Racing Service, every day from midday on Sky Sports Radio.
Racing HQ continues on Sky Sports Radio. It's time for a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And good morning, everyone. It is 10 past 10 with Sean Cosgrove. We've got a big day of racing today. Tamworth, Lindsay Bowen joins us now to tell us all about what the day is there on the track. Morning, Lindsay.
How are you, Sean?
Now, what sort of a day have we had dawn in Tamworth?
A little bit of chill this morning. The sun's out, light cloud, mate. About 27 degrees today. She's on the warm-up this way, and tomorrow they're predicting 32, 33, so...
Holy hell.
Time to put the shorts back on, mate.
Oh, you'll be out there in that little short sleeve tray. What's the name? Safari suit of yours, Lindsay, tomorrow, won't you?
Could be.
Get it out of the wardrobe and get it pressed. Yeah. Now, 32 tomorrow.
Yeah, looking at 32, 33 up in the northwest.
Gee whiz, that's dry. That's warm for this time of the year, isn't it?
Oh, there's no sign of rain, unfortunately. They're predicting this stuff, but... Like politicians, you can't predict the weather, and you can't predict the politicians either, can you?
No, you can't. Now, track today, how's that officially rated?
We were a soft 5 early on, but now we're upgraded to soft 4, and the rail's in true, mate.
Good 4, and the rail true today. All right, well, good luck today. Be a terrific meeting, and stay cool tomorrow. Slip, slop, snap, Lindsay.
Yep, for sure. Thank you.
Thanks, Lindsay. Lindsay Bowen there from Tamworth. That's amazing. 32 tomorrow. I know one bloke who'll break out tomorrow. If he's out in the sun, he'll be sweating, and that's Gary Harley. Morning, Gary.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Yeah, you're up wrong. It's going to be very warm in the hunt of tomorrow.
Oh, mate, you'll be in the shorts and the sandals and long socks tomorrow, I guess, won't you?
Oh, in our pool, that's where I'll be.
Yeah, in the pool.
I'll jump in at the water and jump out.
They'll be shoveling it back in. All right. Now, today, they said a good 4, the weather fine, rail true there for the meeting today. Now, the first, we pull out 1 Escapado and number 8 Radio Destiny, 2 Miss Kaima, $1.75, 3 Daniski, $4, 4 Bellabook, $4.80, 5 Bonnie Forever, $8. So then we go 9 Shizmo, $16, 6 Jackalope, $26, 7 Leos on $31.
Mate, I like Miss Kaima, the favourite. One of Chris Lee's. Robert Thompson rode there today. Gibbo's not riding there today. Gibbo rode her the other day, Andrew. Missed a kick and then went quick in the midfield and had a good run after that when she ran second here. She was beaten about 2 3/4 lengths, but the run was good enough to win this race. The winner went really good. Got a nice barrier. She shouldn't be too far off the lead if the underbeat repositioning is the main threat. Warren Gavenlock's got the horse of a Cos Arbor. Just beat the Cos by Lakshmi last start. In the front, it was run down late, but the run was okay. Number 4, Bella Brook, he can improve. The number 5, Bonnie Forever, got a place chance. 2, 3, 4, 5.
All right, race 2, and this is a maiden 1,000, full field. Now, 9, Classiana, 230. 11, Pomme La Belle, $4. 5, Mont Petit Fee, $7. 3, Il Silenzio at $8.50. 2, I Do I Can at 9. Number 10, Iceland at 12. 1, Never Tardy, 18. 8, One More Prince, 23. 7, Grey Hayes, 61, along with 12, Star Boom. And 4, Miss Vegas, and 6, Settle Down Sharpie, both 81.
Marciana's been trialing good for Alan Denham. The last trial was at the end of August. Went good, sat wide, still won the trial. Won a trial well at Wyre way back in May. First start, a good barrier, been well back. Looks hard to beat. Number 11, Tom LaBelle. First up today. Had a recent trial, went okay. Race form is all right. 2 runs, both here at Tamworth. To Philly, that was back in January, February, went okay. In fair class races, 2 Ida Coin, got a first 4 chance, and number 5 on the team P. The class Rihanna looked very hard to beat on the new year for Alan Denham and Robert Thompson.
All right, the next event, the 3rd, another maiden, put out 3 fashion ticket, 5 Dorigo, 11 Magic Belinda, and number 16, Hey Hey My My. Now, 4 Kenny Colleen at $3, 6 Zays is $4.20, 14 Shivami Timbers $4.40, 10 Island Grange $5.50, then we go to 2, Such a Hussy at 10, along with 10 Miss Hanson, 7 Aquila 26, now 1 Sunset Shirts Off, 8 Calamity Moe, and 9 Helm Saki, they're all $41, $71 for 13 Mr. Maker and 15 Lady Katie, and then 17 Moe Champagne, 18 Symbolic Art, 126.
I'll give number 14 a good chance, Shivami Timbers, brand new by Sue Grill. She's got her up to 1,200. That could be the query, but she's got good speed. She ran 30 the other day, and she could get a nice running front from Barrier 2, although it could be very hard to beat here, number 14. But it is an open race. Number 6, Nane. It ran 4th at Wine the other day, but it was beaten a fair way, but the winner, it'll just go to town and win showtime. He's a very smart horse. They run very quick time. So it'll be hard to beat in this race, number 6 day. Number 4, Kenny Colleen. Said 2 runs, run 3rd at Armadale. Run 5th at Dubbo last start, way back in May. Had a recent trial. Never let go at all in the trial. Peter Williams trained to fire. She'll have the mare ready. And she'll be a good chance for the race as well. And number 10, Island Grade. He could run a first 4 here.
14, 6, 4,
and 10.
Okay, the next we have a full field in the 4th. Now, 10 Greater Good, $1.40. 2, Apocalyptic Fun is $8. Number 9, Serbia at 10. 3, Sports Star Samuel, 12, along with 6, Drawn to You. 4, All Political, 14. 8, Radio Destiny, 26. Number 5, Being Bitten, 34. 1, Agadashi, 51. And 7, Miss Bluebell is 51 as well.
She looks a good thing, mate. Greater Good. $1.40. You know, Sean, she got me 2 lengths at the gym track. How do you think that'll go at Tamworth Bay? She ran 5th at the gym track back in October. Chris Lee's never had her then. She might have been with Michael Freeman, I'm not sure, but she's known by the China Horse Club. And she got me 2 lengths there by Jordan. Had a spell, come back, didn't do much in 2 runs in group races. Then went to the paddock. Come back with Chris Lee, he's got me half a length at Scone first up. And then got me 2.5 the other day, 3 wide, no cover at Hawkesbury. Should be a grade above these. And to make a bird of it, Chris has put young Louise Day on the claim 3. She'll only have 51 kilos. Now the daughter of Farset Rock. Obviously the better the day, and that's why she's that price. 2 of Apocalyptic Fun. I was trying to get off. It's a bugger of a name to get out of. I'm glad I'm not calling it. But it's Victorian form fair. Victoria come to War Hope with the Colt Crosser. Need to improve a bit on a couple of runs up there. But I think it's dead set second kick of the race. Number 6, Drawn to You for Sue Grills. Battled on the other day at Maureen. And number number three, Sports Star Samuel. Back in distance, but up and out of chance. 10, 2, 6, and 3.
Okay, we go to race 5. Now here, full field, number 2, maybe even you, at $2.40. 4 Assurity, $3.50. 7 Subtle Winner, 7. 1 Uncle Sugar, $7.50. 5 Captain Scott and 6 Collins Street, $9. Then 3 Mashani Scout, $14. 8 Diama, $41. And 9 Cash to Splash, $71.
Not a bad race, but it's just my best bet of the day. This man, number 2, maybe even you. Trained by Shane Edmonds at Inverell. He gets the go in good shape. Matt McGurran, the ride. Tracker Jack Ryder. It run third of the Boring Cup the other day. The run was an absolute ripper. Was Matt running last on the rail on the home turn? Gee, it ran all well on the straight, made up a ton of ground. And Bell Flyer ended up winning the race. I mean, this horse got beat about after that. Prior to that, it was beating the length here at Cameron. I find me confident. Barrier 1 should get a good run. I think it'll be the one to beat, made it the better of the day. Assurity, it likes it more than its quest, but he won well on a good 3 the other day, or she did. On a home track, she should run okay again. 7 Shuttle Winner for Brent Cavanagh. It's won its last 2 at Cameron and Canada. It's a much, much better field today, but got some hope. And number 5, Captain Scott gets back and runs on. He's a place chance. 2, 4, 7, and 5.
Race 6, there's no changes. Now 7, not surprising, 3:30. 10, Hebrides Manoeuvre is $4.20. 1, Gaga Sian is $6. 4, Gilius Sin 8. 6, Rothbury at 9. Now, number 3, 3 Hats, $10. 2, Bowie's Babe is $12. Number 9, Matagami, 13. 5, Metal Afrique, or Afrique, is $14. And 8, Rosetta's Comet, $26.
Chris Lee's as bad as the one to beat, not surprising. She's alive in pitch ball with a good record. 7 starts, 2 wins, and 3 placings. So 3 runs this prep. Your third on the moment track first up with Fitzhiro. It's a semi-class horse to Gary Portelli. And you run third at Taree. Beat the half a length there by Ackerman. Set outside the leader. Did have a chance second up. And you come in at Tamworth and won well in our last start. The barrier's okay. Grant Buckley's got a ride. Should be very hard to beat in a race like this. Number 10. Second pick. Hebrides Manoeuvre. Horse going well. They're 2 wins on the trot of grass in the centre. Played up at Taree by Brett Drury. Can't see why it won't run well in the race. Number 4, Julius Sim. He liked to run more the other day when it ran second in Drury. Hit the line. Won well in Tampa, 3 runs back. And number 6, Rossbury, a rough place. 7, 10, 4, 6.
Righto, race 7, the Goodwin Kenny Spring Cup. Now we pull out 3 SCB. 2 antidote, or anecdote rather, is $3.30. 6 Mashani Stilt to $3.60. 1 Sky Limit, $5.50. 7 Professor Marks, $9, along with 10 Ruby May. 4 Hamoon Boy, $11. 11 U Endeavour, $15. 13 Maboob is $16. 9 Another Valley, $17. And then 5 Brilliant Poet at $41. 12 Column Kill, $51. And 8 San Sabato, $101.
It's a good race, Sean. Terrific race. Aaron Bourne makes a comeback after a few months off today. He's had a few weight problems. I know the feeling, Sean.
Yeah.
And, you can agree with me.
Yeah.
Anecdote he's riding here. The horse is going really good for Ben Smith. Won the Bengala Cup at Musselbrook. That was a good race. Beat Escobar and Randiki. Then went to Taree and run third to Randiki. It was another good race there. In the Hopkins Livermore. On Sunday. Yeah, on Sunday. On the Kiara. So, you know, the form's really good. This is a horse hard-earned by Greg Bennett. And Greg recommended that Ben Smith train the horse after he decided to move to Queensland. And Ben has done a really good job with him. He's won a couple of races at Musselbrook. He hasn't had many runs for him. Got a little bit tricky, but we'll rely on the bullet to get him home. Even though he hasn't been riding, he's been riding a ton of track work. He rides, you know, all the way through to Chris Lee and Paul Perrier and Bullock and keeps himself fit, but just got to get the weight down a bit. It's very difficult, I know. Number 6, the Charlie Wealth is the danger. Ranchecker to the Maury Cup the other day. Ranchecker to Gunada in the Cup prior to that. Thought it had gone pretty well. Number one, Sky Limit, going good for Ellen Denham. Kelly Holding Rides. The Lady Road, it would have won the Black Nugget at Budgie the other day. It was a good win. It was only beat 2.5 at Canterbury. Was Cross back in July. 62 less 3 and 59. Capable of carrying that. And number four, best of the other third boy, a double figure of 2, 6, 1 and 4.
All right, the final event, the 8th, and we put our total out, number 5. Now, 3 IMUR, 270, 1 Advantage, 280, 2 Late Return, 390, 4 Epic Event, 650, 7 Smoky Eye, 11, 6 Schindler, 19, 4 Tattinger, 41, number 10 Lucio Non Euro at 51, 9 Cream of Oz, 61.
Gee, this was a run of grass at the other day, number 3 IMUR. This is a horse with a ton of talent, former Victorian. Trained by Cody Morgan, Stan Blantz, one of the part owners, and they bought him from over there. So three runs for Cody, bolted in first up at Tamworth in June, 48 days off, then run second here to Gilder's Sin. He's got a check at the start, and he hit the front at the top of the straight, but he just ran out of gas first. Like it was his first run for 48 days. And then the other day at grass, and he was a good thing being on court. He was caught 3 deep in the race. He began well. It was just eased back to 4 3 wide. Came to the centre of the track and he rocketed to the lights up deep. Was just 0.14 of a length. That's about right. Good barrier to danger. Robbie Dolan's in the eight. The Irish boy, the apprentice to Maurice. He's apprentice. I thought he was Mark Gannon. I think he's a Mark Gannon. Marcos is telling me something else here in the car, Sean, but I'm sure he's with Mark Gooden. He was when I was talking to Mark the other day. He's got a heap of rides today. And he rides this today and takes 3 off. Number one, Advantage, good win. Folded in here last start, getting fitter. He's a big big horse, and it took him a while, both these runs, to, you know, get in the top position. He should be cherry right now. He's got very good speed. Trained by Paul Massara, his dad John and Alan Jones and John Lever, a few big players there. Late returns going really good for Cav. It's a dance in the race. And number four, best of the others, giving a bet. It's a very good class one race. 3, 1, 2, and 4, 8.
All right, now what are your standouts, I guess?
Well, then we got one.
Ooh.
That is, maybe I could have put the last one in, but maybe even you. And run third, as I said, to the Maury Cup the other day. The run was a beauty. Race 3, number 2, maybe even you. Best bet of the day, a delightful day. We're on a good 4, and we're the only meeting in New South Wales or Queensland today.
Mm. All right, and 32 tomorrow, you'll be jumping in the pool.
Well, yes, it'll be an entree for the summer. 32 tomorrow and 18 on Thursday.
Just one thing, if you are jumping in the pool tomorrow, should I alert the people of Florida there may be another surge coming?
Well, we'll alert the people of Newcastle, but Florida's a bit far away.
It could be a little tsunami coming down.
Yeah, you're right about that.
All right.
Still 6'6" at the deep end, and when I jump in, my feet still touch the bottom. That much weight to weigh me down.
We just love a photo, Gaz.
Yes, no. There'll be no photo. Thank you.
Have a great day.
See you, mate.
We look forward to hearing the late mail there from Tamworth later on.
Good luck for the fun.
Thanks, Gary Harley, on his way there with Gavin Carmody. Wouldn't you love to be in that car for the trip there to Tamworth today? Goodness me. It's almost 28 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab's Quaddy Cash Out. Cash out of your quaddy after the first, second or third leg. Tab, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
Whether you like having a bet, a punt or even a flutter, it's time to get on trackside. With races 24-7 and better odds on all runners in all races, you've got more chances to win big. Head to your local Tab to get on trackside. Gamble responsibly.
At Bing Lee, receive a bonus 10% gift card when you purchase a cooking appliance or dishwasher featured in the catalogue. Only at Bing Lee for a limited time. Check out the catalogue now at binglee.com.au or see in store for details.
He's a level round job winner! $1 million cam! 1:50 and 2! The fastest level round job in history!
$1 million cam. Already the sire of Group 1, Group 2 and Group 3 winners. Visit yurubee.com.au.
At Sky Sports Radio, we live and breathe Sydney Spring Carnival. Will there be another Winx magic moment in the Group 1 George Main at Royal Randwick? From 6:30 Saturday morning, Racing HQ will speak with the Winx team. For everything Winx this spring, stay with your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
West with sport headlines. Cronulla captain Paul Gallen says he's still shattered by his team's early exit from the NRL finals, and he's backed the controversial post-match comments from his coach Shane Flanagan. Penrith captain Matt Moylan may be named in the squad for Friday's semi-final against Brisbane, but club officials say it's unlikely he'll play. GWS stars Jeremy Cameron and Shane Mumford have been ruled out of the rest of the AFL final series. Cricketer James Faulkner says he used his axing from the Australian one-day squad to work on fixing a knee injury. Faulkner has been recalled for the one-day series against India starting on Sunday. Winx jockey Hugh Bowman says the horse is relaxed and ready to go for Saturday's Group 1 George Main Stakes at Randwick. Bowman also has picked up the ride on Everest hopeful Red Zill in the shorts. A win for Australia's female soccer stars, with the average pay for a W League player set to almost double. And Australian surfer Julian Wilson is through to the third round of the World Championship event at Lower Trestles in California. I'll be back with more sport and news at 11 on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Sky Sports Radio has every angle of the Spring Carnival covered. Saturday, Cups and Cox Plate contenders clash at Flemington. From 9, Dean Lester and Mark Hunter preview every race. Saturdays on Sky Sports Radio.
Warrawee Needy retired the fastest horse on the planet. A brilliant horse with blistering speed has left the gate in 25 twos, a time rarely heard of. Visit yurubee.com.au. On the Pace, brought to you by Bling It On and For a Reason. To book your mare this season, go to comedyequine.com.au.
On Racing HQ.
Racing HQ.
Racing HQ. Here's On the Pace.
Smolder lifting too strong. Smolder. The Kiwi has won the end of the minion.
But it is all Lazarus clear of Tiger Tara. And once again, Lazarus has arisen.
And 29-11. Let's see what's happening in the harness scene. Greg Hayes, good morning, Greg.
Morning to you, Cozzy. There's plenty going on in harness racing. Some of the big guns are just getting ready to kick off their campaigns with the big races just around the corner. The first of the big ones will be the Victoria Cup coming up in the middle of October. Of course, after that, we press towards the New Zealand Cup, which is the second Tuesday in November. The Inter-Dominion will follow after that towards the end of November, start of December. And then we push into the big races in both Sydney and also in Melbourne early in the new year. But plenty happening before that as well. Going to have a chat with a Kiwi trainer who would be well known in Australia, in Sydney, and that is Tim Butt. He's going to join me. Noticed a post on social media.